Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. We offer up to you this day, O Lord, as we begin the new liturgical year and as we begin this new cycle and as we look forward to where you are leading us over the next 365 days. Help us to seek you in ways that lead us closer to you, that lead us filled with the holiness you call us to, and lead us to be signs of your presence to all those around us. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is Monday of the first week of Advent. It is a whole new liturgical year. It's a whole new liturgical cycle, because the cycle is, there are three years in the cycle, A, B, and C. And we are now back at year A. Year A, the focus is on Sundays, on the Gospel of Matthew, and also with a little bit of John thrown in. That's always the case. It's Matthew, Mark, and then Luke, which we just finished, with a little bit of John thrown in every year. More during Mark's year, which is next year, because it's the shortest Gospel. And so we are looking at these readings today, and we're also have, it's interesting, on Sundays it's a three-cycle reading, and on weekdays it's a two-cycle reading. So we're going to look through the same readings you saw 2 years ago on weekdays and the same readings you saw 3 years ago on weekends. So we'll see that. So we are looking at these powerful words, and obviously this is Advent. So we're looking, Advent is the time, it comes from the Latin word towards the coming, and it's that time that we remember the first coming of Jesus and the incarnation and look forward to the second coming of Jesus, our preparation. Now, one of the things I always point out is for us, the second coming could be Jesus showing up tomorrow, coming in his glory through the sky tomorrow, or it could be we're standing before the throne of God tomorrow. Either way, for us, the second coming is when we are standing before the throne of God. By the way, something that's important to notice, one of the things I've been doing, this isn't a bad exercise. You know, we are in Vatican II, and we have the Catechism of the Catholic Church from Vatican II. But that obviously builds on the entire history of the church. So anything that came before us, it doesn't supplant it. It's just, it's part of what we have as our magisterial teaching. So reading the Catechism of the Council of Trent, which by the way is not, it is not the Baltimore Catechism. That's something completely different. I don't recommend that, and I can explain to you why in a second. The Catechism of the Council of Trent, I can recommend for you to read that as well. And so if you're reading the Catechism of Vatican II, or if you've ever read it or anything, it doesn't supplant all that. It builds upon it. So it's kind of like going back to a foundational teaching and then reading the other teachings later. Well, foundational teaching would be the Council of Trent. You know, obviously, there are things that have changed since that time, because that was written in the 16th century. It's still good. I mean, you can turn around and say, but that was 500 years ago. Yes, but the Bible was written 2,000 years ago and more, and we're still reading it as we're going to look at the readings today. But at the same time, we look at some powerful teachings in there, and I'd highly recommend it. One thing I was fascinated by, and I didn't realize this, I might have learned this as a child, but I had forgotten this. You know, on the internet, there's a lot of detraction. There's a lot of people in the name of the Catholic Church, not in the name of the Catholic Church, in the name of their Catholic expression of the Catholic faith, will say absolutely horrible things to win a religious battle. Some of it is just plain sinful, and it's called detraction. And detraction is saying anything bad about another person that someone else doesn't need to hear. That's the important point. Anything bad about another person, even if it's true, that it would be uncharitable to say. So if you've read my book, then you know that one of the things I point out is your next door neighbor spent time in jail as a bank robber. And now he's a history teacher. Is it your job to tell the school department that he used to be a bank robber? No. Now, he is a former bank robber, and he applies to be a security guard at a bank. Is it your job to tell the HR at the bank that he is a bank robber? Yes. Why? So you can see those two things. Providing, in other words, it comes down to a need to know. That's an expression we learned in the Navy, as I put in my book. If I had a top secret clearance, which I didn't, I had a secret clearance, but if I had a top secret clearance and I knew some information and someone else had a top secret clearance, unless they had a need to know, even though we had the same level of security clearance, I would be wrong in saying what this secret information was. Do you understand? And that's the law. That's the way the government runs. So you need to have a need to know. Well, it is the same thing with detraction. Well, detraction, you know, if you're going to say something bad about another person, even if it's true, make sure the other person has a need to know. If they don't have a need to know, that's detraction. Well, come to find out, I didn't realize this. Not only is it a sin to say detraction, it's a sin to listen to it. I didn't realize that. So that's kind of an important point to know. So it might be something you may want to check out, the Catechism of the Council of Trent. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. Remember, this podcast is available as part of this broadcast, I should say. This broadcast is available as a podcast. I knew I'd get that right. This broadcast is available as a podcast, and you can hear that not only at CatholicAudioMedia.com, but your favorite podcast platform, and you can find some of those platforms buttons to them over at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So now I said earlier, I talked to you about reading the Catechism of the Council of Trent, but I said earlier, not the Baltimore Catechism, and I don't recommend the Baltimore Catechism, whereas a lot of people, especially those in the more traditional circles, swear by it. Well, I'll explain to you why I don't like the Baltimore Catechism. And it's really simple. The Catechism of the Catholic Church is very comprehensive. The Baltimore Catechism is an abridged version of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And one of the nicknames I use for it is Catechism by Twitter. So you may have a very comprehensive answer to a question in the Catechism from the Council of Trent that may go four or five paragraphs or more, maybe have several sections that answer it. And it's also written to pastors. It says, the pastor will teach people this. So it's written how to do it. The Baltimore Catechism, you could tweet. Literally, I'm not joking about that. You could tweet because it takes that four or five paragraphs and translates it into three, four sentences, sometimes one or two sentences. So you can see it's not as comprehensive. And I think because of that, a lot of people had a gross misunderstanding of their faith. Now, one of the key things that I see is that, as you know, I always talk about prayer is essential. Prayer is absolutely essential. It is very key. If we're not people of prayer, forget it. But I see a lot of people who are, especially in the more traditional circles, who never mention prayer, never talk about it, never say the importance of prayer. Or when they do, it's only rote prayers. Oh, we're called to have all, and this is from the Council of Trent, called to be involved in all kinds of prayer, but also spontaneous prayer. Remember those famous words from St. Alphonsus Liguori, to talk to God as if he was your best friend. So you have all of that that's part of that tradition, but there are only, I think, 14 questions which are answered in one or two sentence answers having to do with prayer in the Baltimore Catechism, and many of them are all about how not to pray. One of my favorite is a bad example, is that if you pray and you were distracted, that prayer doesn't count. It's not phrased right. It's phrased a little different than that, but it's to no avail. I think that's the actual term. Well, wait a minute. All right, let's assume that to be true. If you pray for a half an hour and say you were distracted for 15 minutes, that means 15 minutes you were distracted, you were actively praying, but the focus is on the negative. And a lot of people don't realize, they think, oh, everyone loved the Baltimore Catechism. Many people did not like the Baltimore Catechism from the day it was published. So as you can see, I'm not a fan. I'm not saying don't read it. Just be aware that you read it, but maybe look at the original source, the Council of Trent, to see the answer to your question, which is far better. And I'd strongly agree with that. And I, you know, if people didn't like what I had to say, I'm sorry about that. But I'm just telling you, go read the more comprehensive of the two. Have a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at catholicaudiomedia.com. That's catholicaudiomedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at catholicaudiomedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.